Well, we've been working hard with FedNor to continue to expand it, and it's recently become a standalone agency, which will allow us to make more decisions here in the North for the people of the North. And the people of North Bay have benefited from FedNor in the past, and they will continue and an actual expanded benefit from it. One of the areas that we've been putting a lot of time in, COVID has opened up the area of high-speed internet and shown us how essential it is. And that's something that we've committed to getting 100% coverage for all Canadians by 2030 and 95% by 2026. And we're well underway here in Nipissing. There has been large amounts of funding that have been invested and announced to be invested in much of the rural areas in the riding. And that's something that we will continue to work on. During the last few years, one of the things that we've done is we've worked with people, whether it's through CRSB, the Canada Recovery Sickness Benefit, the CERB, the student loans, we reduced the payments on that, recovery program to cover up to 50% of payroll increases. We've got issues with the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, which would cover up to 75%. Canada's Emergency Rent Subsidy is there as well to help businesses pay up to 65% of eligible expenses for their expenses on rents to keep them going. The whole idea has been, and I could go on, we've got a whole list of programs that we put in place to keep Canadians afloat so that when the economy picks up, they can hit the road running. And that's something that's very important to us because if everyone can keep up at least at a par, once the economy takes off again, which is starting to do, people will hit the road running and they won't have to get out of a hole in order to start again. And that's something that we've seen from individuals and businesses who are very appreciative. And as I mentioned, FedNor is a standalone agency now, will allow us to have our own economic development in Northern Ontario, and we won't be relying on Ottawa to make those decisions. We will do it here in Northern Ontario, and it will be a lot more flexible and adaptable for our needs.